All right. That's working.
I didn't hear any music.
I haven't played any yet.
There's no music.
Well,
you can't start the show without music.
Well, we can't start the show.
Why?
Because we've got to reboot. We have to reboot the show.
Reboot?
We got to reboot the show.
Give you a boot?
We got to reboot.
Can I kick you?
No.
Oh, man. Never let me have any fun.
You can walk on my back.
You're a wimp. You can't handle it.
I can only walk on my back, but the torture things that you call massages, no.
Wimp. I'll kick you.
There's some people that do a deep muscle massage, right? Faith is a deep bone torture.
That's how I like the massages, because it's the only way it feels better. And it's not my fault. You're a big baby.
Not a baby?
You're a big baby, and you need a kit. You need a boot, and there's no music. What am I doing here?
I haven't started the show yet.
What am I doing here? Why am I talking to you then?
Well, we've got
to
reboot
the show. I could be eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and instead you're not starting the show.
We have to reboot the show, because it's not the same show anymore.
Okay.
We've got, it was Two Blind Squirrels, and we're still going to have Two Blind Squirrels, but this isn't the Two Blind Squirrels, because you're not a blind squirrel.
No. Nope.
You're like a fox. It's like the squirrel and the blind squirrel and the fox show.
Well, that just doesn't even have a ring to it.
Well, then you come up with something.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, from now on, you're good at that. I just decided.
Okay.
All right, let's hit reboot, and then we'll start the show. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oops, I got no
sound. I don't do toilet humor.
I got no sound. Where's the sound? It's not good. Oh, that's what the problem is. Try this again.
That's not rebooting.
That's rebooting. Okay, now we're rebooted.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say.
I'm not Chaz.
It's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just a...
Brian Brady is not going to redo all these songs.
Oh, okay? He will.
No, he's not going to.
He can do different songs.
He could do different songs, but...
I'm a good muse.
He's got his hands full right
I have
now.
Boxes of poetry you've written me. I'm a good muse.
You are a good muse. But you're not supposed to be a muse for other. You're not supposed to be a muse for other people.
Not that kind of a muse. He wrote you a song.
I know. Isn't it cool?
You're not even a girl. That's weird.
Listen, Brian Bridges got his hands full. We all need to pray for him. He's got his hands full with Faith. His daughter, Faith. Not you, Faith. But he has a daughter named Faith.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she's... Yes, you did.
I did not.
You've forgotten.
I didn't know that.
And he has... yes, you did. And he has... Because we discussed this before. She had a transplant. She rejected it. She's been very ill.
I know all that, but I didn't know her name.
Oh, her name is Faith.
Good name.
Yes, it is.
What?
What were you saying?
Nothing.
Oh. It's better than school loans that go on forever. It's better than embarking on an impossible endeavor. It's better than when your carotid artery's severed. It's better than a Halloween mask looking just like you. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, yeah. On today's show, me and Faith are going to talk about how to live a righteous life and still be approachable. It's a big subject we're going to try to tackle.
We're going
to
beat it.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. That's right.
Brad Big Daddy with a microphone. Not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizzazz. Two blind squirrels and a girl.
I'm not sure, but I think he cusses somewhere in that song. I don't know how you can do that much hip hop and not slip in a cuss word.
It's just not right.
Hey, my new favorite thing is 52 Radio. 52 Radio. Or 52 Radio.
Yeah, it kind of gives me a headache.
It doesn't give you a headache. You already had a headache.
Well, this is true. But it helped.
52radio.com. It is KJ52 and his he does a hip hop show. It's very good. Christian hip hop, holy hip hop. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. 3HMP3.com.
Mm-hmm. Not a big hip hop kind of person.
It's all you watch.
It is not.
It's all you watch on TV. You watch all the hip hop stuff on MTV. I see.
I don't watch MTV. So MTV doesn't even have music anymore. You're busted.
You wear your pants all down around your waist. Your hat on backwards.
What not to wear?
I seen you with your bling.
My bling, big old clock. What's his name again with the clock? What was his
Flavor
name?
Flav. Flavor Flav.
He's an idiot.
Hey, now, that's not nice. Call other people idiots? Not a good way to start.
I'm sorry.
This is John Wilkerson.
I like John Wilkerson. I'm not going to call him an idiot.
JesusGeek.info/idiot. Nah, he's great. Check him out. Okay. So you were watching The View. Speaking of hip hop culture.
That's not hip hop culture. They're all old. It's not hip hop.
Whoopi Goldberg's on there.
Uh-huh. Which is actually why I watched it, because I never did because of all the drama.
Drama. Save the drama.
Yeah. I'm not a big drama talk show person. Not really my thing.
So you were watching
The
View.
However, I wanted to check it out because Whoopi Goldberg was on there and I like her. And so I was watching it.
She's Jumpin' Jack Flash.
I'm like, that was a long time ago.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. She did Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah, I like her. She's funny.
She didn't do a Jumpin' Jack Flash. She did the movie Jumpin' Jack Flash,
yeah. 1980-something.
Two.
Something like that. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Where was I?
You were watching The View.
Oh, so I was watching The View, and they were talking about faith. Can you have faith?
If
you don't go to church,
mm-hmm.
Which is a very non-Christian view of faith. I mean, faith gets thrown around a lot. Spirituality gets thrown around a lot these days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had something spiritual happen to me. But nobody will ever say that it was God.
It's New Age.
Yeah, very, very New Age, spiritualism. Business.
Mumbo jumbo.
Anyway, so they were talking about the happening. And it
Speaking
was actually.
Of jumbo. We got a new restaurant in town. It's really.
Yeah.
Heard a lot of good things about
it. Labo.
Labo. They make jumbo. Anyway,
Jambalaya.
Go ahead.
Jambalaya. Two is my favorite. So it was a very good conversation for The View. I mean, as liberal as they are.
Uh-huh.
But since Whoopi was on there, she keeps.
Whoopi? Did you say Whoopi?
I did. Since Whoopi was on there, she kind of corrals them in and doesn't get them all fighting and arguing. All the drama's gone. So it's kind of nice. Anyway, so I was just listening to this conversation, and it led me to think about this segment, and then the very next segment, they're interviewing people from this show on Showtime.
The L word.
There's somewhere called the L word, which stands for lesbian.
Lesbian!
And they were having Cybill Shepherd is on the show, whatever. They were interviewing them and how huge the show is.
We didn't issue a John Wilkerson alert, but we're going to say the word lesbian in this show. Too late now. So you might want to turn it down if your kids are listening.
Oh, sorry.
All right, pause the show now and explain to him that a lesbian is a African warthog. So...
Sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to get anybody in trouble.
That's all right.
So they were interviewing them on the show, and they were saying how they're all addicted to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it the contrast very interesting. You know, over here, we're having a conversation. I mean, 5 minutes later, we're having a conversation about faith and spirituality and how we really like to go to church, and it makes us feel good. And then the very next conversation, we're talking about how we're completely addicted to this show that's completely... You know, just promiscuous lifestyles.
What I don't understand what the problem is with it's a show about people who love the theater, right?
Yes.
So I don't understand why. Okay, go ahead with your story.
So my idea was where's that line? Where's
that line? What line? Both of those things exist on the other side of the line.
Well, that's true, but they show where we sit as a society, where, you know, where we as Christians, real, valid Christians, who confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and
right.
Savior.
Confessing Christians.
Confessing, speaking Christians, say.
Not Obama Christians.
Right. Confessing Christians.
Sorry, I had to get my little dig in there.
Well, if they can do it on VH1, you could do it here, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Confessing Christians, you know, where you've got the pastor saying, don't drink, don't smoke, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, on the other hand, you want to be approachable to
yes.
people.
Yes.
In you know, you want to be in the world, but not of the world.
So what's that? So that's the line you're talking about. How do you get the blue light jazz attitude of being righteous but still approachable?
Yes.
Of not pushing people away. Is it true? And we talked about, and Charlie talked about this last week, of not pushing people away at the same time proclaiming the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can do it. This was my argument to him. It's my argument to you. You can't focus on being approachable. What you've got to focus on is approaching. You've got to focus on loving people. And part of that loving people is going to be telling them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not going to be the whole. And I think that's where the issue is. It can't be your entire approach. Mm-hmm. Your entire approach cannot be walking up to somebody and saying, hey, you're going to hell.
that's not very approachable, is it? I'm not. I don't think I'm talking about the same thing as you and Charlie were talking about. I'm trying to figure out, you know, where do we sit? You know, I read Blue Like Jazz and I get, whoa, okay, that's a bit much. But at the same time, you know, I'm on the other side, you know, the ultra conservative, you know, Southern Baptist side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, ooh, I'm not there either. Where do you, you know, where do you find that balance that Paul struggled with, even, you know, that he used to get mad at himself for, and, you know, get mad at Peter for compromising, and, you know, so on and so forth. So I just thought it was interesting. It was thought provoking. I don't know if I have any great answers, or I just wanted to talk about it. That's all.
Yeah. I think that. Yeah.
I just want people to think about it, I guess.
Think about it. But yeah, you've got Charlie talks about it this way because he relates everything to cash. He says you've got to put money in the bank before you make a withdrawal, and you've got to have a relationship with somebody before they're going to listen to you. Tell them, you know, I think you should probably come, you know, read your Bible a little bit, and have you read this, you know, or let me give you this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can do that, you have to establish the fact that you care about them in some way. And you're not presenting them with, because they're going to be, here's the thing. If you present them with the truth, they're going to be convicted. They're going to be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they're either going to accept it or not.
Yeah. And you can't do anything about that.
Well, I'm not, my thing is not about approaching other people. It's not so much witnessing to unbelievers so much, because I think he's right in that. I mean, you have to have some kind of relationship. But I think you're also right in that you can't, there's going to be, what did you say? There's going to be conflict, because you're never going to be friends with an atheist because you have nothing in common. There's no common ground.
Let me put it this way. You're not going to be good friends with an atheist. I mean,
it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And if you become friends with them, either, you know, most likely you're going down the wrong trail. I mean, unless you're really in the Word and you're really
right.
fellowshipping and they're coming to church with you. I mean, that's it's just nothing good can come from that. But I think what I'm actually saying is, where is that as Christians in our, you know, where do we find that place where we fit? You know, you've got the ultra, you know, the old timers, as my dad calls them, who, you know, think it's not.
Is your dad considering himself one of the old timers?
He does.
Okay, good.
He calls himself an old timer. I think it's funny. But then it refers to everybody else his age as old timers, too.
Reminds me of Jerry Jeff Walker's song, Old Five and Dimers Like Me.
Old Five and Dimers, Old Timers. But, you know, how they think it's not reverent to sing praise and worship songs in church, where, you know, I'd be dancing up and down the aisles if I could. And they don't think, you know, I'm very reverent. So, you know, where's that place? I guess it all comes down to that we're just all different, and that, you know, we all are different. There's different parts of the body, and we all contribute differently. I don't know.
I think that, you know, and Paul said that. I sound like I'm too far away here. My microphone just, there it goes.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, that's better. You know, Paul says just last week, you know, the preacher was pointing out where Paul talks about that we're, you know, we're not all the same mm-hmm. members of the body. We're all different members. And the goal is unity, not mm-hmm. uniformity.
Right.
And we can't all be hands. We can't all be feet. We can't all be, you know, we can't all be
eyes, ears.
Yeah. Armpits, you know, somebody's got to be the armpit. Somebody's got to do it. And unfortunately, it's fallen to me, and I wear it with pride. So, all right. Well, that's an interesting topic. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, that's really all. I didn't have any answers. I just wanted to get people thinking. I just wanted to see what people thought.
My microphone keeps slipping. It's driving me crazy there.
Sorry.
Oh, whoa. It's frustrating.
Hey there, boy. Well, howdy, sweetie pie. Where did you come from?
Yeah, I snuck in. I thought you didn't see me.
I didn't know you was recording tonight.
Yeah.
Well, where's Chaz?
I kicked him out.
Well, I caught something for him.
You did?
Yeah, you want to see it? What I got it right here in this cage.
Not really.
Smell that right there.
Woo!
Smell that. Isn't that good? I thought Chaz would appreciate that. It smells sort of like coffee. It's been sitting in a cup for 4 or 5 days. Lots of milk in it.
I don't think he's going to appreciate it.
I'm not sure what kind of animal it is or was, but thought it was fairly interesting.
Hmm.
He likes stuff like that. He likes to sketch it.
No, he doesn't. You're making that up.
Sketch it?
Yeah, you know, sketch it, you know, with a pencil.
You can sketch it. A dead animal?
Yeah, he's weird like that.
No, he's not. He doesn't do that. Just because he's not here to defend himself doesn't mean you can just make up things about him.
Yeah, it kind of does. Anyway, I'll see y'all later.
Oh, my. See, I think this is Buford's plan to get Chaz back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That he's just going to...
He's going to...
Just assassinate his character.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't know.
Well...
I'll drag him back on just so I don't have to see him.
I'm not going to say a word here.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's about all we've got for this particular show. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is our inaugural show. It was not the first time we've recorded together.
No.
But it is our inaugural.
Inaugural.
What did I say?
You need to learn how to say that word coming up shortly.
I don't speak for a living or anything.
It's a good thing. You've got the McFadden disease.
Yeah, dude, we are.
It's a reef, not a wreath.
Which one's the sandy one? With the sunshine?
A reef.
No. Oh, well. I was trying to get dessert and desert.
Oh.
Anyway, reef and wreath.
Reef and wreath.
They get me confused a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.